I'm so excited to be here with Hearts. How's it going, guys?
Good, thanks. How are
Great.
You?
How are you?
We're here at the Nashville stop of the Hopeless Romantic Tour. And Michelle Branch is hometown, so it's a pretty exciting show, I think, for everybody tonight.
It really is. Yeah, we love Nashville.
And I just got here and saw there's so many people lined up outside already, and the doors don't even open for like 2 more hours.
Right, yeah, that's great.
So what's it been like being out on the road with her this summer?
It's been a really incredible time for us, actually. I think it's probably been our best tour that we've done opening for another band.
I feel like your sounds go together really well, sort of the new sound that she has and your current sound.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does. And I think it's one of the things is really the audience that I feel like you're saying, the people they line up each day. And I just think Michelle has a really great audience, and you know, people, they've been waiting for a long time to hear her, and they're very
enthusiastic. Like over 10 years, such a long time.
Exactly. Every day, there's so many people lining up, and I think Michelle just has really strong fans, you know, people that have been waiting for a long time to hear her, and also people that really love her new music. And for us, one of the great things has been that the audience is so receptive. They love to hear songs, and that's essentially what we do, you know. And they've just been there, you know, every night when we play, the room is full because they're ready to see a show. And so for us, it's been a real joy to have that kind of energy. And then the other part is really touring with Michelle and with her band. That's, you know, something for us too that we've never experienced in that way, is that they've just become such great friends, and it seems every 2 months that we're traveling with this family. It's really this really cool dynamic of people.
And you guys all got to play a show at Webster Hall, one of the last shows before it sadly is closing. I'm so sad about that. I know they're renovating it, but it just won't be the same.
Have you been there a couple of times?
Yeah, it's amazing. So how was that? How was that show?
That was a great show. Yeah, I mean, it was a hometown show for us. All our friends came out, and it's great to be basically the last full band. We did the last full band show.
Yeah.
I think there's another hip hop show that they're putting on, but it's pretty cool to be the last full band.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a beautiful night, and I think that room's just special, and we've played, you know, a handful of times there as Hearts, and so for us that was a really, really big honor to do that.
And so you grew up in Germany. Do you ever think about how your career might have been different if you had pursued it over there versus coming to the U.S.?
It's a good question.
I was curious about that, just how the music scene is there. And
well, I don't think we think about it, but I mean, part of the reason why we left, I mean, there's a couple of reasons why we left, but one of the reasons why is to pursue music. And so I don't think we necessarily think back what would have happened if we would have done it there.
Yeah.
Because there really isn't a lot of pop culture in that sense, especially where we are from Munich. Berlin is a great, Hamburg, I mean, there's great cities, but it's they're all sort of subcultures, so I don't know.
I mean, and I think also for us, you know, the way we grew up, we were from Munich, and we love the city, and we go back there, and it's a beautiful place, and it has beautiful art, it has beautiful culture in it as well, but in a way, I think the thing, you know, we've been doing music since we're 14, 15 years old. We've been writing music together, and I think that was, for us, that's what really drew us together. And so the music, but then also the other thing that drew us together, I think, was that we both always had that feeling that we also wanted to get out of there and experience something different. Because I think especially Munich, in a way, it's this kind of perfect, it felt a little bit, I think, creatively like a bubble.
Yeah.
And I think for us to go to a place like New York or just actually the U.S. in general, that felt to us like something that at the time was more interesting. I think maybe just a bit not as, I don't want to say that was a bit rougher around the edges still.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't think I know how you originally came up with your name, Hearts. Is there a story there?
It's a pretty long time ago now. I don't know. I think... I think the way I remember it now is that we just... We were thinking about a name for a while, and I think we just... The word Hearts, it just sounded good to us, and I think we liked the way it looked, and I think it just felt right. And it was just one of those things. We thought about it after the fact, and, you know, think about why did we really do this, but I think at the end it was an intuition.
Intuition, yeah.
And we just came up with the name, and that's what it was.
And even as your band has changed, you feel like the name has continued to suit you throughout the years?
Well, yeah, because... I think maybe it's the band has definitely changed. We've played with different people, but I think also essentially Hearts has always been Benny and me, because it's the way we started the band. When we started Hearts, when we came up with the name, it was the two of us in the studio making music and really trying to put out there what we were feeling at the time.
Yeah.
And making the music that the two of us wanted to make. And then we've had people in the band, which, you know, was always great, which we've always been very grateful for as well, you know. It was always friends, you know, we played with. But then when we go back into the studio, it's us, you know.
And yeah.
So in a way, we've had different people play with us, but in a way, I think Hearts has always been Benny and me. And, you know, for example, now the guys we're on the road with, I think it's our favorite lineup so far, and we love these people, and they've been with us for the longest time. They're such, you know, incredible musicians, and they're definitely, when we play live, they're a big part of it. But I think if you think about what are we saying, what are the songs about, that's our story in a way. So I think it feels right.
Yeah.
And I know you're working on a new album, which is exciting. Tell us a little bit about that, or as much as you can share at this point.
No,
top secret.
we've just been writing and been in the studio basically the last 2 years, working on the album, and it's it keeps going through changes. You know, sometimes you want to throw away the whole thing. Sometimes it feels great, but it's a very personal record. It's about our story together, the things we've gone through the last few years. So it's a kind of a melodramatic record in a way you can probably better describe that.
No, yeah, it's coming to an end. We're working with a mixing engineer, Lasse Martin, in Sweden, and he's been mixing, and, you know, we're almost towards final mixes right now, and still tweaking and hopefully finishing it, I think, by the end of the year. But yeah, it's been a process, I think, and it's been something that the two of us really set our mind to do ourselves, and really to make a record that is something that had our voice. Had both of our voices in it, and so it's for us. I think it's the most personal music we've done so far, and I think the people we've worked with and played on it been really great people, and so yeah, we're very happy to finish the record, and it's coming soon.
That's awesome. Yeah. So is that the plan, as soon as this tour is over, to just focus fully on finishing
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to be in Nashville now for a couple of days, and
great place to spend some time.
I know, it's a great place, especially since all of Michelle's band, they're from here, and so they've told us a lot of great things about the city as well. And then we're going to be back in New York and really finishing the record, and then, you know, hopefully be touring a lot more and working on releasing it.
Well, that's great. Do you want to remind everyone where they can find you on social media?
So the Instagram is Hearts Music, With an A and an E?
Yes, that's your thing.
That's our thing.
All caps.
Yeah, all caps. And and yeah, the we have two new singles out on Spotify, No Love for the Wild and Your Love. And hopefully a new single is going to come pretty soon as well.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we're, you know, Instagram, all those places.
Well, great. Thank you so much, and looking forward to the show.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.